and all my minerals. Everything I need comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day, prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my cravings. I wait for them to pass. I watch the energy flow through me, my bare foot in the grass. Energy is rising. My body feels so clear. I'm working through my blockages. I'm working through my fear. All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need, comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day, prana running through me in each and every way. So that's the pranic song. What is prana? There is no one definition of prana, but prana is universal life force. Prana is the universal energy. Prana is the all-pervading energy. It is ubiquitous everywhere. Prana is the energizing force, the vital force. There is no place where prana is not. Everything is pervaded by prana. It's also called chi. It's also called ki. It's also called mana. It's also called organ. Each and every philosophy has different name for this power, for this prana shakti, for this life-giving energy, Sanjeevani Shakti. And it is everywhere. It is the vital force. It is the main force. It is the animating force which is needed to run this body. It is the charging. So what is pranic nourishment? Prana is invisible. And yet, you can feel there are places with high prana and there are places with low prana. When the pranic field is low, you feel suffocated and congested. When you are exposed to that abundant pranic areas, you feel energized. Fresh air has got more prana. Polluted and contaminated air has got less prana. Fresh things have more. Processed have less. Everything artificial has less. Everything natural has got more prana. So what is this pranic nourishment? As you move ahead in the journey of diet, as you move ahead in the journey of search of pure food, sattvic food, you understand that whatever you are eating or taking is associated with something, some toxins, and gradually you start eliminating them. And you reach a point where you understand that only prana is the only thing which is needed and nothing else. Where is this prana present? You can get it from sun, solar prana. You can get it from air vitality globule. You can get it from soil. You can get it from water. You can get it from food. These are the sources of prana. These are the sources of energy. But humankind knows only one source of energy, and that is food. He is not aware why we are eating. We are eating because we want energy. But food prana, the more you processed and cooked it, prana is no more there. And what you get is only toxins. And what you get is only diseases. As a result, this is the secondary source, tertiary. You eat because you want energy. What if we can get energy from some other sources? Then this requirement will be eliminated. But is it possible? Fear blocks prana. Sun is the greatest source. All the vegetable, all the fruits, and everything which is grown on the earth gets energy from cosmic rays. A plant is grown. It's small. So one scientist measured the earth, the soil. This is the soil, and here he grew the plant. He measured the soil. The tree, the plant kept growing and it became a tree. It had got fruits and vegetables, whatever. But the earth is same. The soil amount is same. So it is not the soil which has become fruit. The sweetness in the fruit has come from some other source. It is not the earth which is becoming the expansion of the tree. Because the earth is that much only. So from where the fruit has come? It is the cosmic rays. It is the cosmic energies. It is the microcosmic dust. It is the solar radiation. It is the solar energy. So, but then, it is already contaminated with insecticides and pesticides. So it has got solar energy. But then with contamination. Now you take that vegetable or whatever. And then you further process it. Or you add preservatives or flavoring agents. Now it is further contaminated. Then you pack it in your plastics and it comes to you and then you eat. So that pranic amount has already reduced. And what you get is only disease and nothing else. What if you can get directly energy from sun? If you can get it from sun, within 3 months you will realize your appetite has reduced or disappeared. Then you don't need. So why the human being is suffering from poverty? Because they do not know this. Every person is working so hard, even the farmers. They are in the field, but they are not aware of it. Air. Air is filled with that energy. But for that you need fresh air, pure air, air of hilly region. The more contaminated the air, what is the air filled with? Carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, so many toxins. So gradually your mind understands that all the nutrients I want is already in the air. The body has got the power to manufacture nutrients from the air. If you have the faith, it will be done. If you feel, if you let it create a new mindset, but it will happen at the level of cell. There would be cellular transformation. Every cell of the body will derive energy from air. It's not that only by breathing hard or doing some pranayama or breathing exercises. Every pore can trap energy from the atmosphere. So air prana, soil prana. The earth is a huge magnetic field. So you can get energy directly from soil. Water. The touch of water. I'm not talking about drinking. Just the vision, the sight, the touch. And then food. Yes. Food. But that food should be unprocessed. Untouched by fire. Then only it is filled with huge amount of prana. And when the prana is in your system, you are indefatigable. No tired. No tiredness, no fatigue. You hardly sleep and you are energized. Because food is a greatest sedation. The moment you eat, you start feeling drowsy. You want to sleep. And then you go to doctors and they tell you that you should sleep 8 to 10 hours or more. But nobody is telling from where this much amount of sleep is needed. The moment you move towards pranic nutrition, it is not fasting. Now, let us come to a very important point. It is not fasting. Fasting, you suffer. You deprive yourself. Fasting is, that can cure you from some diseases. Fasting is suppression. The once you enter into pranic journey, you don't recommend fasting at all. Fasting has got, there is a fasting and there is pranic nutrition. Fasting has got starting point and end point. You fast for 16 hours. Intermittent fasting, 6 hour fasting, 10 hour fasting, 12 hour fasting, 14 hours, 16 hours, 18 hours, 23 hours, one meal a day, and then 48 hour fasting, or dry fast, water fast, juice fast, so many parts. But the fasting word itself is sort of, it brings uncomfort. There's a start point and the end point. And you always plan what you are going to eat after breaking the fast. What I'm going to eat. So you're always planning. So food is there in the mind. You're thinking of recipes. So this is fasting. Yes, definitely it will free you from diseases. Langhanam param aushadam. That is true. Rather, this is the supreme remedy. But pranic nourishment is entirely different. Here you are not fasting. Here there is a starting point, no end point. Here the cells are getting deprived in fasting of nutrition. You don't eat, you don't drink water, or you drink juice, and there is a feeling that I should eat. But in pranic journey, it is entirely different. It is every moment you are eating. Every breath is your food. You are not feeling that I am doing fasting. The fasting thing is totally taken out from the mind. You don't think about fasting. You don't think about food. Because your food is no more that gross food, that physical food, that mundane food that brings so many toxins and so many diseases and that lowers the vibration. Here, you are feeding on light. You are feeding on pure energy. You are feeding on prana. You are feeding on cosmic radiation. You are feeding on vibrations. This is becomes your food. And if you are a spiritual person, you feed on happiness. Khushi. Happiness is the food, Baba said. God is called Praneshwar. He is the ultimate source of prana. So your yoga is nothing but eating. You eat. You are eating him. You are eating from the ocean. So you are drinking. So you don't feel starved. You don't feel thirsty. There is a thought. I am being sustained by pranic energy. So there are three sources of prana. One is soul itself is the source of prana. Second, God is the greatest source of prana. And third, this nature. All that we saw. So when you combine everything together, you become a pranic person. You begin a pranic journey. Here, you don't lose weight. In fasting, you lose weight and you develop weakness. Here, there is no tension. Here, there is no weight loss. Here, the weight stabilization happens in spite of the fact that you are not eating and you are not drinking. There is no question of overeating, less eating. There is no question of weight gain or weight rise. I am fat. I am thick. I am obese. I want to lose weight. And then the thin person says, oh, I am looking so thin, I want to gain weight. Here, when you are on cosmic food, this is known as cosmic food or pranic food, there is no question of losing or gaining weight. You automatically, your body reaches a stage where there is no weight loss, no weight gain. Your body reaches a stage where the sleep requirement is very less. Your body reaches a place where it is free from toxins, no disease can ever touch you. And you don't need any drug. You don't need any surgery, nor vaccinations. So this is a pranic journey. But if you try to do it without understanding, you will end up dehydration, starvation, hospital and death. Because suddenly if you withdraw a stimulus, food is the greatest stimulus. Suddenly if you withdraw it, body will get a shock. It will be a disaster to the body. And body will not tolerate it. Just as a person is normal, no disease, and suddenly he receives the news that your wife is dead. It's a shock. And he gets a heart attack and collapses and dies. This morning only he had done all the blood tests and everything was normal. Angiography was also normal. And yet he got a heart attack. Why? Shock. So also, food is the greatest stimulation. The moment you remove the stimulation, suddenly it will be a shock. And it has taken 2500 years. This addiction is of long time. So you cannot remove it suddenly. So, but the thought that I want to be nourished by prana is important. I am being nourished. I want myself to be nourished by prana alone. But so how to do it now? Now let's see the methods. Fasting is not recommended by pranic people. But there are about 10 to 15 methods of becoming pranic. It is not one method. Different methods are there. We will see those methods tomorrow. Today we'll see about all those 10-15 methods. How to begin this journey. And there are different methods. 9-day methods, 8-day method, 10-day, 21 days. The classical is 21 days pranic journey. We'll see those methods tomorrow. Today we will see how to derive prana, energy. The first method is from sun, sun bath, sun gazing. The most popular is HRM method of sun gazing. Go in some natural area 1 hour before within the sunrise and 1 hour before sunset. 1 hour after sunrise and 1 hour before sunset. This is the time, the safe time. You go, stand barefoot, spine straight, take out the specs and look at the sun and create different thoughts that you are getting all the energy you need from prana. All the prana is coming. You can create sun soup, sun smoothie, sun juice, sun food, different imaginations. You are getting everything from sun. What the human beings are getting from food, I am deriving from sun. And within 3 months, if you can do this with protocol, you will find within 3 months, appetite has gone. Within 6 months, your food requirement is reduced. And 9 months, there's no food. You don't want to eat. But you are absolutely healthy. That is the problem for dietitians. They don't love this. Because you are not eating, but you are healthy. That's a great war. That's a great hurt to their ego. This person doesn't eat, but he is healthy. He's full of energy, rather more healthier and rather more energetic. So it hurts the ego. Because they keep on telling you all the time, eat, eat, eat. But here, you are undergoing a different process. You are not doing any fasting. You are not about to eat this or eat that. These people, sometimes they eat non-veg also. It's nothing like that for them. They are pranic people like that. They are not needed to be on the journey of spirituality. But yes, if you are on the spiritual path, your spiritual progress will get very fast. The first method is sun gazing. Second, sun bath. Third is sun charge water. Whatever water you drink, let it get charged by sun. So have a glass container, fill it with water, keep the whole day in the outside, in the sun, and use that water alone. So that will be a sun-charged water. So sun gazing, you can start with 5 minutes, gradually increase it over the next 3-4 months till you reach 44 minutes. That's it, not more than that. If you have eye problem, you can consult your ophthalmologist and follow his instructions. Sun bath, let your body surface get exposed to sun. And what do you think? I am getting prana from every pore of my body. My every cell is getting nourished by prana. I don't need the toxin-filled food. I don't need that solid food. I am full of energy. I am a strong pranic person. So, first is sun. Second is soil. Walk barefoot 45 minutes at least per day. And when you are in the fasting stage, you will realize a great difference in walking on the grass and walking on the soil. Walking on grass is not recommended for pranic people. For the science, they say both are similar because they have no experience of pranic journey. Pranic journey is a very different journey. Science calls it pseudoscience because they don't want to publish this literature. They suppress it. Because if they publish and it becomes famous, what will happen to drug industry? What will happen to food industry? The whole world, half of the world, they survive on food industries, the markets, the shops, the drugs, the hospitals, the pharmacies, pharmaceuticals, industries and everything. So they don't publish such literature. They remain hidden. While this knowledge is years old, in Ramayana, there is a description of Brahmacharyas. In those 14-year journey of Sri Ram, he is meeting those souls who are alive on air for thousands of years. The sages, the yogis, Giribala, the mention of Giribala in autobiography of a yogi by Swami Yogananda. She was without food, without water for 60 years. And she was a healthy looking lady doing all the household work. Teresa Newman, 40 years, she was just on a wafer, a small wafer. And there is a huge list of people, thousands of people, At present also, 30-40,000 people are there on Earth who are following pranic journey, and they have enjoy food freedom. They eat and then they don't eat for 3-4 days. They don't need. The body, the tank is full. Meter is showing full. What to put? If you put, you will vomit. Barbara Moore, she writes that my body cannot absorb any more fiber. What is her diet? Sunshine and air. That's it. And she is healthy. And she broke records in running. They are Breatharian marathon runners. Breatharian marathon runners. And they run faster. So soil, walk barefoot. Let your feet touch the soil. All the chakras are there. The pineal gland will get activated. The pituitary gland will, the hypothalamus will get activated. All the energy chakras, all the energy centers would get activated. So soil, water, salt water bath. That's a source of energy. But where you're going to get ocean? Ocean is not there. We are in the city. So take the salt, Himalayan pink salt or salt, rock salt, put it in your bucket and take bath. That is an energizing bath. That is known as salt water bath. Anything depends upon you. There is no quantity. There is no nothing like that. You decide. Anything. So water. Then air. Deep breathing. Pranayama. This is one method. But not necessary that you have to do pranayama. There are people who are level 4 breatharians. They don't do any pranayama. No breathing exercise. No requirement. Because you just go and sit in nature and feel that my whole body is breathing. Nose is not the only method. Every pore, I am taking breath through all the pores of my body. My every cell is getting nourished by prana. I am surrounded by pranic field. Even somebody says, what to do if I am on flight? How to do barefoot walk? You can still do in the mind. So, sit in nature. Next is tree hugging. Hug the tree. Tree has got a different biomagnetic field. Hug and feel the energy. A different energy. We are individualized. Trees, they are collective consciousness. So you feel that energy. Next, go and listen to some music. See the music. Chirping of the birds. Sit in nature and try to listen to all the voices. And that will energize you. Mantras, they will energize you. Then, visualization. You visualize. What you visualize? If you think anybody is God, this is for all persons. Imagine his rays are coming upon you and these are all my chakras. All chakras are getting activated by that divine rays. The ray is passing through and through my body. All the chakras are getting opened up. The subtle body. And when the subtle body is satisfied, you don't need anything. So we have four types of body. Physical body, emotional body, intellectual body or mental body and spiritual body. Physical body is hungry for food, for lust. Emotional body wants love. Mental body wants knowledge. Spiritual body wants experience. So you create imagination or visualization or affirmations that I am full. All this is full. My physical requirements are fulfilled. All the vitamins. You heard the song. We can play that song again, just 1 minute song. All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day. Prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my craving, I wait for them to pass. You understand your food pattern. You understand your cravings. What is it you want to eat suddenly? Why you want to eat something sweet? Why you want to eat something sour? You understand your cravings and you let them pass. A stage come when whatever, let it come in front of you, you don't feel craving. But the journey should be very slow. We will see that tomorrow, what are the different methods. Energy is rising, my body feels so clear, I am working through my blockages, I am working through my fear. All my vitamins, all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. So we'll continue this pranic journey. It's a big journey, but let us start it. Starting is important. Then continue whatever you are eating, all cooked. All dairy, whatever. But begin the journey. A stage will come. Then your body will reject. It is not by force. Automatically it will happen. It will reject. It will not want all those dense, heavier, because they cause drowsiness. And you want to stay awake, alert, active, and soul conscious. Om Shanti.